Our final story today is from Ebony Bennett. And a warning on this story, you might eventually need some tissues.
So my mum and I have always been incredibly close, incredibly close. And we're very similar in a lot of ways. And we always got along like an absolute house on fire. She was a very funny woman, very charming. And she would do things like we used to own a corner shop. And she would defrost Sara Lee carrot cake and slice it up and sell it as her own in the corner store. One time she accidentally put fly spray on the potato bake instead of olive oil spray. That was quite memorable. She could burn anything to the bottom of a fry pan, even if it was Teflon. And I used to answer the phone. We sound very similar. And when I was growing up answering the phone, it was always the exact same conversation. Hello. Oh, hi, Sandy. How are you going? No, sorry. It's Ebony. Oh, Ebony, you sound exactly like your mother. Yes, I do. I'll just go and get her for you. And we have the exact same laugh and in the same tone, the same volume. Like, you could not tell us apart. And the other thing with my mum was you could never have a fight with her. You could never stay angry with her because growing up, if you were mad at her, she would always just make these stupid faces at you until you would giggle. And then once you were giggling, it was like impossible to be mad at her. So fights never lasted very long at all, which was kind of incredibly frustrating, but also meant it was all over and done with very quickly. But we did have this one fight, this one time, the only major fight that we ever really had. And it went like this. We kind of yelled at one another for a brief while. And then we gave each other the silent treatment for approximately 5 minutes. Then we simultaneously burst into tears and then we hugged it out. And that was basically it. Whereas my dad and I think have fought quite regularly over the years. And that's because we're a little bit different. Dad is a neat freak. And if we go to our house, it always looks like a model home, like a show home, like that you would show people through to be like, buy this house. There's never anything out of place. Whereas I'm always approximately two piles of books away from being auditioned for the next season of Hoarders. You know, there's so many things about Dad where we're just that slightly bit different. He doesn't like to read a lot, whereas I've been known to stay up all night to finish a book, like all night, like not sleep at all. Dad thinks that John Howard was a great prime minister and I worked for Bob Brown for 7 years. So there was always kind of a source of tension. And when Mum and I could kind of have a fight, yell it out, and then it's over. Like, fights with Dad can, like, last for days on end, which was always kind of really difficult to deal with. But, you know, in the event of, let's say, a zombie attack, let's say it's the zombie apocalypse, I could write a press release about the zombie apocalypse, whereas my dad is the kind of person who could probably build a zombie-proof house from scratch. He's incredibly practical, he's incredibly selfless, and he spends most of his weekends doing things for other people while I'm kind of like laying in bed, you know, until midday. Dad's never met a task that he couldn't do right this very minute, and I'm like a world-class procrastinator. And so, you know, given all of that, families being what they are, we always had a very close family despite all of our differences. So it came as an incredible shock when my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was very difficult for our family. I was away at uni and my dad and my brother kind of looked after my mum around the clock. And all of a sudden, our family dynamics had changed. They'd shifted and it was incredibly difficult for us all. And Dad was the person who called me to tell me that Mum had died. And when I heard those words over the phone, my nose started bleeding. And I think it was because of the shock. I knew intellectually that she had terminal cancer, but I don't think until the moment that he said those words, I ever actually believed that she was actually going to die. And it was incredibly difficult. And all of a sudden, our once strong family unit felt incredibly fragile, and there was only three of us left. And that was incredibly difficult to deal with because we had to reshape our family in new ways. And so once upon a time when I used to call Mum for dating advice and, you know, advice on what I should be doing next in my career, all of a sudden there were all these times, multiple times a day, where I would have called Mum and I couldn't. But we worked on that and we tried to forge our family with a mum-shaped hole in it and create it in a different way. And so we worked really hard. And so that started out as me calling Dad whenever I would have normally called Mum. So, for example, if I maybe accidentally had too much to drink and pashed a guy at work and then didn't know whether or not he really liked me, I would call Dad about what I should do. And those first conversations were kind of super awkward, but we made it through. And we have become incredibly close. And so for years and years, we call one another every few days. We always end our conversations with, I love you. And we've got a new and different and stronger family with a mum-shaped hole in it, but that's okay. And we all live with it. But the most amazing thing about my dad is that he's my dad in all ways except one, which is biological. And he met my mum when I was very young, and one of my earliest memories is that whenever he came to date Mum, he would always bring a bunch of flowers for me. And so today is my birthday. But this is my gift to my dad. It's to tell our story here tonight. And he's in the room, and please give him a big round of applause. Because out of every dad in the world, he is the one I would choose, even though he first chose me.
Ebony Bennett with that story. And Ebony told that story to Now Hear This Storytelling Slam in Sydney.